Now go to the book of Exodus. Please remain standing with me. Exodus, famous chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. This morning we'll be reading a lengthy passage of scripture. We'll be reading verses 1 through 17. We'll read them responsively. I'll read verse 1. You'll join me on verse 2 and so on all the way to the end. Exodus chapter 20. We'll be reading verses 1 through verse number 17. Begin reading in verse number 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Let's all read verse number 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his maidservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, that you didn't just leave us here, Lord, directionless and clueless. Lord, you gave us a plan. Lord, you gave us your word to follow. Lord, this morning as we hear your man preach your word this morning, we ask that you'd speak to our hearts. Lord, this country needs something this morning, but Lord, it won't get it unless we get what you have for us this morning. Lord, use the truth that is taught this morning to encourage us, to teach us, Lord, how to be a better citizen, Lord, to how to be a better testimony in this community. Lord, we need you so bad this morning. Speak to our hearts in a special way. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. Amen.
I need your attention today. Keep your Bibles open to Exodus 17. I'm going to start with some very important statements that you need to hear, though. And I mean this. I want everybody still. I want everybody paying attention. No talking. You ought to look just this way. I know you're listening when I see your eyeballs, not the top of your head. Probably more wrong teaching is done about the Ten Commandments than all other teaching in the Bible put together. It is the very essence of work salvation. It is the very essence of bad doctrine. And it is the very essence from which bad doctrine exudes, and they go back to use this for something that it was never intended to be. Man has a way of letting sin and pride pervert truth to say what man wants it to say, not what God said. We have a way of taking upon us, because man wanted to be his own God. Man listened to the devil pervert God's words in the Garden of Eden. And man has continued to do so since the Garden of Eden. Right. If you listen to me, I can help you today. The Jews, after 10 nasty plagues, have come out of Egypt. probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5 to 5 million Jews. You have to understand that is 5 times the size of Washington, D.C. 700,000 people in D.C. That means at least 5 times the size of D.C. That amount of people left Egypt under the leadership of Moses after the 10 plagues, and they've all their animals, they have their families, they have all their belongings, they're going through the wilderness, they get to the Red Sea opens up, they go across on dry ground, the Red Sea closes up on the Egyptian army, and they go blah, 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 in the depths of the Red Blue Sea, amen? Now, all of that happens, and God is leading them with a pillar of cloud by day, which was like a form of air conditioning, keeping the desert sun off of them, and a pillar of fire by night to keep them warm because the desert gets cold in the evening. Now, they are truly now free. They, for the first time in 430 years, are now free. Folks, 430 years, that's almost twice as long as we've been a nation. That's a little bit longer than from the founding of Jamestown till now. Think about how long they have been in Egypt. How long they've been under evil and suppression. Now, Moses is trying to lead all of these Jews by himself. He doesn't have an iPhone. He doesn't have an iPad. He doesn't have a computer. He doesn't have a PA system. And he is leading 3.5 to 5 million people. And he's got to take care of all the problems that take place. Can you imagine taking care of 3.5 million people and all their problems by yourself? Most of you can't imagine 3.5 million people, period. 5 million people live in the city of Chicago. Imagine leading the city of Chicago by yourself with no PA, no media, no phone, just you. Can you imagine how many problems you would be dealing with every day from sunup to sundown and still be lined up? That's what was happening to Moses. Now, there's no way one person by themselves could lead all those people by themselves for the time that they needed to be there. In chapter 19, you don't need to look there, but Moses' father-in-law tells him to divide up the leadership so that it doesn't kill Moses. He says you need to have captains over hundreds and captains over 50s, captains over thousands, and then when those go up the line, when it gets so far, if they can't solve the problem, then they bring the problem to you. Then you're only dealing with the big issues. By the way, that means government. Now, people need government due to our sin nature. Government is a result of sin. Government is there for man to protect himself from other man.
Right.
Or women. The government is there for us to protect ourselves from each other doing us harm, doing us wrong. Correct? And it's there to protect us from foreign entities. And it's there to protect our freedoms. Now, listen to this very carefully. Every nation, no matter when in time, is founded by a set of rules. No rules, no nation. You say, well, the Indians had their own tribes and they had their own rules. Every group of people, whether they're in agreement with or total opposition to our type of government, every group of people has some form of government, or they won't be a people very long. For instance, America had a set of founding principles. It was called the Articles of Confederation. From 1776 to 1789, for 13 years, we lived under the Articles of Confederation. We found out that in 13 years, the Articles of Confederation would not work. Matter of fact, it was so bad that General George Washington said it takes a wagon load of money to buy a wagon load of food. You couldn't interstate commerce, and every state had its own money system, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, that's what caused the South in the Civil War to self-destruct, because they went back to the Articles of Confederation. That's why they were called the Confederate States. They wanted to go back to the Articles of Confederation, and they did not realize, they didn't learn from history, that it doesn't work. So finally, in 1789, the 13 states adopted what we now know as the Constitution of the United States of America, and thank God for it. Now, every form of government has some form of, and I'm going to use this word because we understand it, some form of a constitution. Now, everybody look at me, quit playing, and look this way. There has been, for too long, there have been this is true of any nation or city. Man didn't just think up government on his own.
That's right.
Man didn't go from caves with rocks and clubs beating each other to the government that we have today. By the way, that's called evolution. That didn't come about to the late 1800s, early 1900s. We had 6,000 years of history before then that never believed in evolution, because it's not true.
Right.
And I'll show you from the scriptures. God gave man a plan to follow for government. As the Jews gathered in the wilderness, these 3.5 to 5 million Jews, they are now out of the leadership of Egypt. God says, I'm going to form you into a nation and give you the land that I promised to your father Abraham. He is organizing them into a nation so that when they cross the Jordan River into the promised land, they are already established as a nation and they just take over the land. Exodus chapter 20 gives us their constitution. We call it the Ten Commandments. These were 10 rules by which they were to govern themselves. It was a civil law. It had nothing to do with religion. God briefly states these 10 laws in order, and then the rest of chapter 20, chapter 21, chapter 22, and chapter 23 go into more details about these 10 laws. Much like in our Constitution, you have Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4. You go through the different articles. Now, we can say we know what the Constitution is, and the article has a little subheading that where you know what the topic is going to be, but then it has an explanation down below. You all know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen it or read it? You ought to. You're an American.
Amen.
That is exactly what God did here in Exodus chapter 20 through 23. He lists what the article is, then goes back and defines what those articles mean in depth. Now, he wanted the Jews to use these laws as their constitution while in the wilderness and as they settled the promised land, or the land of Israel's. Look in my eyeballs for a second here. And I need you to understand this. The Ten Commandments have nothing to do with going to heaven. The Ten Commandments have nothing to do with spiritual life. These are civil laws. They're government laws. They are not spiritual ways to earn your right to get to heaven. Everybody doing okay? This is not, there is... I challenge you, read chapters 20 through 23. You'll not find one word in there about you keeping this and you go to heaven.
Right.
It's not there. This is how man is supposed to get along with other men in a form of government. These were laws by which man would govern himself among not only the Jewish nation, but all the nations that would surround them. By the way, the Ten Commandments were civil laws that would maintain justice for all and decency for others. If you went back and read chapters 19, verses 3 through 8, it tells you that God was gathering them to establish them as a nation. We could say, we'll put it down into terms that we understand in American history, when Moses went on the mount and God, we found in verse number 1, God spake all these words. You find out in later in chapter 24, God wrote those things with his finger in the tables of stone. So he not only spoke the words to the Jews, he took his finger and wrote the Constitution out to the Jews. Listen to me very carefully here. This was their Continental Congress. When Moses was on the mountain with God getting these tables of stone, it would have been akin to our Continental Congress in adopting the Constitution of the United States. But there was no vote involved with it because God was the leader. Now, I would think, everybody look at me, I would think that the God that created man, the God that created this earth, the God that created everything that there is has a better idea how a sinful, fallible, ignorant man should be governed, don't you?
Yes, amen.
Man has tried many different types of governing. May I say this? None are perfect because no man is perfect.
Right.
And I'm going to make this statement. The Ten Commandments were not perfect. Notice how much of it was to deal with imperfection. It wasn't a perfect law. It was a law for imperfect man to govern imperfect man with. Now, I would think the God that created everything has a better idea how to govern man than man has. He definitely has a better idea than Bernie Sanders. Colonel Sanders has a better idea than Bernie Sanders.
Amen.
I don't know where that one came from, but it sure was funny. If you only knew what doesn't come out of there, it would help you. You see, imperfect man cannot have a perfect form of government. There will never be a perfect government till Jesus comes back at the millennium and we rule and reign with him.
Amen.
Just so you know. But I think God has a better idea of what man should do. So it was designed by a sinless God for a sinful people to dwell with each other on this old earth while we spin around and live our lives out. Now, did you know that before sin, there was only one law for government? Do you know that there was only one law when there was no sin? Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. That was the only... They didn't even need to write it down. It was something you could learn that quick. Amen, Brother Mike? It was something that every human could learn. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But when man sinned, sin brings more rules.
Right.
You say, why? Because man wants to become his own God.
Right.
When man broke that law, government had to begin. We can thank Adam and Eve for government. Now, I'm going to switch gears for just a second, and then we're going to jump into this. The Hebrew language is a little bit different than English. Not only in just how it's written, but English starts at the top and you go left to right. Hebrew starts at the bottom and goes right to left. It's we call it backwards. They would call us backwards. Whichever way you want to go with it, it's up to you. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. But something about the Hebrew language that's slightly different than English is this. The order of words in Hebrew is just as important as what those words say. And how many words that are used to describe something shows an importance as well. Does that make sense to everybody? In English, we can say, that was very nice. But in Hebrew, they would say, that was very much more so much incredibly nice. Okay, that was a whole lot more adjectives and adverbs. Say, that sounds weird, yes, but in the Hebrew language, it was showing importance. Does that make sense? In other words, let me bring it down to where you live. When my son was growing up, if he heard his mom say, Josh, come here. Okay, Mom. He could kind of take his time a little bit. If Mom ever looked at you and said, Joshua Bush, his ears would perk up. Y'all know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if Mom ever said, Joshua Kyle Bush, oh boy, the world was about to end. You say, why? There were more words added. It was showing more importance, more urgency. That is exactly the way the Hebrew language is worded. Everybody understand that? So when God, and the order in which they're put is just as important. So as we go through this, that will help you understand a little bit more about the importance of the Ten Commandments. Now, it's a little bit more, it's important that they're in order 1 through 10 as we would know them. But it's also important to note how many words are used for each one of these. Now, we are going to take a look at all 10 of these. But I want you to understand something. None of these 10 laws were about stopping sin. None of these 10 laws were to prevent sin from being on the face of the earth. But it was to protect sinful man from sinful man. It was how we were to deal with each other as sinful men. Does that make sense to everybody? Did you know there are more sins than listed in the Ten Commandments?
Yep.
Most of you have broken more than that by far just today. Can I tell you something? None of these commandments were to stop sin. It was how we were to get along with one another as sinners. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Now, keeping all of these laws, did you know that if you kept all 10 of these laws, you're still a sinner on your way to hell?
Right.
I'll go soul winning and knock on a door. Somebody say, well, I've kept all the 10 commandments. Well, that's good, but you're still a sinner. There are more sins than the 10 commandments. Well, I've never killed anybody. Did you know that thou shalt not kill is way down in the middle of the list? We put it at the top. God didn't. So the order of importance is there too. And I want to show you a few things about it. Are you ready? Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Verses 2 and 3. It starts in verse 2. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I want you to notice something. God knew that man, like Satan, wants to be his own God. In the day thou eatest, thou shalt be like God, knowing good and evil. You could be your own God. Man, left to his own self, becomes his own God.
That's right.
God knew the tendency of man, because we're sinners, we would become our own God. And by the way, sinful people leading sinful people only lead sinful people into more sin.
Right.
He had to establish the fact that he is God and that we are not. I'm going to say something here in a moment. It's going to get you a little, some of you upset and some of you right set. Man, left to being his own God, will allow government to become God.
That's
right. Man, like Satan, left to his sin, without a God, will allow government to become God. That's what Nancy Pelosi's talking about. That's your Chucky Schumers. That's your Beta O'Rourke's. That's your AOC, that Cortez chick, whatever her name is. Yeah, sister of Satan. That's what communism is. Communism gets rid of God so that government can be God. May I say this, and every young person listen to me, I don't care what the public schools tell you, socialism is out of hell. Socialism is the highway to get you to communism. All of this is involved in one word. It's called humanism.
Yep.
Humanism is man worshiping man.
Right.
I will be my own God. It sounds a lot like Isaiah 14. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the seat of the Most High. I will be like God. That's what Satan said in heaven before he was cast out. Humanism, socialism, communism is satanic. Bernie Sanders is the vicar of hell with his socialistic democracy.
Right.
He is unashamedly telling people he is a socialist. Everybody doing okay? That is a doctrine of hell. It is a doctrine of Satan. That is exactly what FDR brought to the table in the 1930s. It was FDR that said, man is truly not equal until he's equal financially. So he started social security, socialized security. He started the welfare program that's neither well nor fair. Say why? Because he wanted to keep everybody under the control of the government. FDR prolonged the Depression. He did not bring us out of the Depression.
Right.
See, that's different than what they teach in the schools. Yeah, they also teach you that Allah is God, and that's not right either.
Right.
They also teach you it's a crime to take your Bible to the public school, and that's wicked as hell. By the way, they don't have the right to say that. You can take your Bible to the school.
Amen. Right.
You can read it anywhere you want in that school. You can bow your head and pray, and they can't stop you.
Amen.
By the way, America is headed the way of all other governments that allow too much power to man.
Right.
The only hope America has is if we get term limits on Congress.
Amen.
You want to clean up the swamp? Term limits.
Amen.
Man left with too much power, he becomes his own God.
That's right.
That's why this week Nancy Pelosi could get up in a crowd of people and say it's immoral not to have abortions. The murder of babies is moral to her. That's wicked as hell.
Yes, sir.
That's the same Nancy Pelosi who lives in a multi-million dollar house with 12-foot walls around it that says it's immoral to have walls at our borders. How about we take all the homeless people in San Francisco and park them in her backyard?
Right.
How about we let her, let all the homeless people and all the drug addicts use her trash cans for their drug needles and all the other stuff they do? How about we let them use her front yard to do their bathroom work in? Can I tell you something? Is all she wants is to keep people poor so that she can control them. Yes, well, it's not fair. Some people need help. Yeah, they need a job.
Yeah, right.
I heard some, and I don't even remember which one this week. President Trump wants to make it to where if you get food stamps that you periodically have to take a drug test. And one of the people that were fighting the president said, well, you don't go to the grocery store and get a drug test for you. No, because it's our money.
That's right. We pay for it.
Everybody doing okay? God knew that man's pride would pervert power and corrupt in government. Our nation needs a enema to get rid of the trash in Congress.
Amen.
I don't know how else to say it. There ought to be term limits for the House, for the Senate, as well as what we have for the presidency, and there should be one on the Supreme Court.
Amen.
I think every mayor ought to have a term limit.
That's right.
I think every dog catcher ought to have a term limit.
Amen.
I think state, local, city councils, county councils, especially Jefferson County, ought to have term limits.
Amen.
Say why? Because too much power too long corrupts man.
That's
why commandment number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God uses two verses to show how important, as well as the fact this is the first one listed. That's like saying the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Period. End of discussion.
Yes, that's right.
It's not the King James Version. It's the King James Bible. It's the only Bible God ever wrote.
Right.
A government with God first, as America was founded, is a nation that God can bless.
Amen. Right.
We sing, God bless America. How about America bless God?
Amen.
How about we live to where we could be blessable?
Amen. That's good.
When you have the 43rd president of the United States, or 44th president of the United States that got up and said, we are no longer a Christian nation, Mr. Obama. When around the world apologizing for America being what she was. Thank God for a president that's got enough backbone to withstand the United States press, who are communists, who are God-hating, who are the entity and the power and the voice of the liberals in America. Folks, if you believe what the media tells you, you need help. Some of you old-timers, be careful. You grew up in a day when the press was actually reporting news. Now they make news. Old Adam Schiff got up, pencil neck himself, in front of Congress in the opening impeachment part of this trial. He got up and lied for the entire time he spoke. Then he gets up and says, well, I was speaking in parody. No, you were filthy a liar. Did you read the transcripts? What the media is reporting has nothing to do with what the president actually said. Everybody doing okay? So, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two, thou shalt not make any graven image. Verses 4 through 6. Verses 4, verses 5, verses 6 talk about not making anything that is formed after a man, above the stars or the heavens, the earth itself, or the things in the earth or underneath the earth or in the sea. We're not supposed to have fishy gods.
Amen.
We're not supposed to worship the stars. Oh, my lucky stars. That stuff's spooky. Well, the alignment of the planets was just right. Gag. Folks, when we start worshiping these things. Notice it's the second one, and notice God used three verses to explain it. Let me turn to Romans. You don't need to turn there because you won't get there as fast as I will. But in Romans chapter 1, God restates it in reference to the Sodomites of today. And by the way, the Sodomites are the sexual perverted people we have that don't know if they're a man or a woman and don't know how to behave like a man or a woman. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their... And that wasn't the right verse. Hang on here. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and make this statement and go ahead and get mad at me, but we have man-made gods in America today. They're called the perverts. Well, it doesn't matter who you love. The issue is love. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I might love my puppy dog, but not the same way I love my wife. Everybody doing okay? But we have people that love their animals more than they love people. It's okay to abort a baby, but if somebody mistreats a dog, you go to jail. Where's the sense in that?
Amen.
Well, that's a defenseless little animal. Okay, what about the defenseless little child who's in its mother's womb that has absolutely no defense? And you're taking human life, and every doctor ought to go to jail and be put in the electric chair for murder. Matter of fact, I don't believe in the electric chair. I believe in the electric couch. Let's do 3 for 1. Save electricity. Amen. You see, God knew that man would worship the earth. God knew that man would worship the created more than the creator. That's where you get the green people. Not the aliens. I'm talking about the... let's save the whales and save the trash, and let's not have straws made out of plastic. Let's get rid of plastic bottles. Folks, well, it won't break down and decompose in the earth. What are we going to do? Do you know where they got the materials for the plastic to begin with? It came right out of the ground. Everything they're worried about, we're too stupid to look at it and say, where did it come from? Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. These are your climate change people. Did you know there were hurricanes 200 years ago? Did you know that according to the Bible in the book of Acts, there were hurricanes over 2,000 years ago? Guess what? Just because there's a hurricane doesn't mean climate change. Back in the 1970s, they were talking about an impending ice age. Some of you all my age and older know what I'm talking about. There's never been an ice age. I hate to disappoint everybody. Say, well, what are the polar ice caps? It's one way God helped dry up the land after the flood. Did you know? I love this. Y'all are going to laugh at me. I think this is funny. Did you know if all the ice melts, both at the North Pole and the South Pole, that the level of the ocean will not rise any higher than it is? Because it's the same volume of water. Oh, it's all going to melt. And Miami's going to be underwater. New York City will be underwater. They've been saying that for years. Guess what? High and dry.
Let's try for California.
Yeah. It would be nice. Get rid of New York, California, Oregon, and Washington State. Here we go. May I say something? That is man worshiping the created more than the creator. government not based on truth or a living God will always be a government of corruption based on death and superstition. You go to the Buddhist country where they worship Buddha, you'll find people who worship nature. You go to the Hindu cultures and things, and you have the sacred cow and all the other things. They worship the creature more than the creator. I didn't say they were bad people. Listen to what I said. But they are not worshiping the true God. And their government is corrupt by it. Again, it doesn't mean they're bad people. They're sinners like you and me, just so you know. This is where we get people in America saying, well, we want fairness. We have replaced the word fairness for the word justice. Yes, life ain't fair.
Right.
But it's supposed to be just.
Amen.
That wasn't good grammar, but it's good preaching. Did you know things in life aren't fair? But things in life should be just. That's why they say no justice, no peace. The very fact that they're protesting the justice, they're not having justice. They want fairness. By the way, they want fairness based on what they see and what they want, not what truth is.
That's right.
And I'm not picking on anybody, but just even in the last 24 hours, somebody asked me a political question, somewhat. And I said, it was an issue in the tri-state area here. And I said, I don't know what the facts are. I wasn't there. You weren't there. And if we believe what the media says, nobody knows what there was there. Have to wait till a trial takes place, till we know what the result is. Then I'll give you an opinion. Until then, I don't have an opinion about it. And I don't think about it. I don't let it wind me up. Just because the press accuses somebody does not mean they're guilty.
That's right.
And I've learned whatever the press says, believe the opposite and you're going to be pretty close.
Amen.
That's where you have a race-based, gender-based society.
Yep.
You know, people are so ignorant. Brother Randy had some it come up to him in his neighborhood and was giving him an issue, and Randy said something very kind and gracious back, but contrary to what the it wanted, and he said, well, you're just racial. Did you know that gender has nothing to do with race? We are so prone to throw words out so fast. To think that just because of the color of your skin that you're going to be treated differently, that means you're as guilty of being racial as anybody. I hate to disappoint you. And I've got plenty of black friends. I got plenty of brown friends. I got plenty of white friends. I got plenty of olive colored skin. I don't care. I'm colorblind. I don't give a rip. I saw an article in the news this week that said that the reason Tom Brady is such a good, so popular is because he's white, and it's white supremacy. Number one, I hate Tom Brady as a quarterback, but he's a good quarterback. I just don't like his attitude. I hate the New England Patriots as a team, but they're a good team. I wish somebody'd knock them off their stand a little bit. Doesn't bother me. And by the way, I don't care what color he is. Everybody doing all right? For us to go around, by the way, for President Obama to want to pay retribution and repatriation to all the black people because they came from slaves, that's impossible. Did you know that there are a lot of black people in America who were never slaves? Slavery ended about 150 years ago, folks. You are not paying the consequences today of what happened 150 years ago.
That's right.
That would be like us going to Great Britain and saying, okay, back in the 1760s, you were mean to us, so you're going to pay us money. Go try that one once. They'll throw you into the harbor thinking you're tea.
Right.
total T stupid. You don't do that kind of mess. Everybody doing all right? There's not one person in America today, red, yellow, black, white, green, purple, or any other color, that has ever been in bondage to slavery.
That's right.
Get over it. Everybody doing all right? They really hate this. If you do your study on your history, find out that the black leaders in Africa are the ones that sold their own people to be slaves. And we don't understand what really took place. And by the way, the ones that didn't do that, the Muslims came in and killed off.
That's right.
That's why all of North Africa is Muslim.
That's right.
Number three, I got to hurry. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Verse number 7. God was establishing the chain of command and the chain of authority. We are not to take the name of the Lord God in vain. Young people, old people alike, God's name shouldn't be in accordance with a cuss word. God's name shouldn't be used when something tragic takes place and you use his name vainly. Everybody doing okay? Now hang on, I'm going to say some things here. How come we don't take Allah's name in vain? How come we don't attribute curse words with Allah? Or Buddha? Or Muhammad? Why is it only the God of heaven that people curse? Did you ever notice? Romans chapter 13 verses 1 through 3, God says that that we ought to subject ourselves to higher powers. And those higher powers are in reference to government. Everybody doing okay? Let me say this. Every Christian ought to pay their taxes. You ought to be honest with the IRS. You ought to pay your taxes. I didn't say you should like it, but you ought to pay them. Say why? Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Matthew chapter 22 verse 21. Jesus said if you got to pay your taxes, give to Caesar that which is Caesar's. Then he helped the disciples do it, took them fishing. They caught a fish with a coin in his mouth and went and paid their taxes. Everybody doing okay? Hebrews chapter 13 verses 7 and 17 talk about obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your soul. Now I'm going to get into where we're going to meddle here for a second. God wants us respectful for all authority, not just saved authority.
Yes, sir.
Did you know you're supposed to respect your lost boss? Let me say that again. That was good, wasn't it? Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
You ought to respect your lost, unsaved, ungodly, foul-mouthed boss.
Amen.
I didn't say you had to like what they do or say. But you ought to respect the fact that they're your boss. Everybody doing okay? It doesn't just say obey saved authority. Boy, that's good stuff. Did you know that you ought to pray for your president, not talk bad about him?
Amen.
You ought to pray for your local government and your state government, the governor, whether you like him or not.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether you like him. Now, when I prayed for the last president we had, I prayed that he would get out of office quick.
Amen.
I didn't pray how either. I didn't pray for God to kill him. Why don't you let God take care of those things? Maybe God's trying to keep him alive long enough to get him the gospel so he might get saved.
Amen.
Thank God we have a saved president sitting in the White House today.
Amen.
And by the way, I do know that. He's saved. Thank God for Vice President Pence, who is a saved man.
Amen.
Gets criticized because he won't ride in cars alone with somebody that's not his wife, that's a woman.
Amen.
I think we ought to even pray for Jefferson County Council. Pray that they all change. You see, if we start talking bad about our authority here, God knows if we're going to talk bad about him, we'll not respect any authority because we want to be our own authority. Young people, you ought not talk bad about your parents.
Amen.
Can I tell you why? Because someday you're going to be a parent. Yeah, buddy. Be careful what you think about your teachers and say to your teachers, because someday you may be a teacher. Maybe not in a classroom situation, but you will be teaching. You see, we ought to respect the position of the authority. You don't have to respect the person, but the position. Boy, that's good stuff. If we don't look at God and speak of him vainly, we're more apt to be a better citizen. If we respect God, did you know that we would be better citizens? America was much better and had less crime when we acted like a Christian nation. Brother Mike, I'm not real old, but you young people don't know something that I know. Did you know when I was a young person that when a man cursed, if a lady was present, he would say, "Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't have said that in front of a lady"? Now I've been cussed out by women worse than some men have. Foul-mouthed. I remember when a man would start saying something and somebody would say, "Hey, shut up, there's a woman."
Amen. That's right.
Man, they'd shut right up. "Whoa, excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there." They had enough respect for a lady that they wouldn't curse in front of them.
Right.
And I'm not that old. Now listen to me very carefully. There was a day, go back into the 1940s and 50s and look at a picture of a sports event. Every man had a tie, long sleeve shirt, a coat, and a hat on. Used to be, if you got on an airplane, you dressed up to travel. Now, you got to follow some hairy-legged man with shorts and hair sticking out and laying on it all over everything and wearing flip-flops if they're wearing anything at all. They look like they crawled out of a mud hole instead of a shower. You want to carry a can of disinfectant just to make sure you don't catch anything. When America was a Christian nation and acted like a Christian nation, I didn't say they were all saved even, but at least they had some propriety to them. Did you know back in my parents' days when they were kids, they didn't even lock the doors of the house? Good night. I mean, they never thought about locking the door. The door was open for anybody that needed to be in there. And if somebody were in the neighborhood and needed help, they knew they could walk through the door. Now, you couldn't do that. Now I knock just to go through my own door just in case, you know. You know, if we would learn to act like Christians and treat each other that way. By the way, did you know we ought to treat leadership with respect?
Yes, sir.
We ought to treat God with respect.
Amen.
Did you know if you're in right fellowship with God, you'll be in right fellowship with man?
Amen.
Struggle with somebody, you got a walking with God issue because you're not respecting God in a certain area. Ouch. I got to quit. But we're going to pick up there tonight. We have gotten through three of them. We have seven to get through tonight. But may I say this, you don't get to heaven by keeping the law.
Amen.
Just like, let me say this, you don't get to heaven by keeping the speed limit.
Right.
It may prevent you from going to heaven sooner, but you follow the laws, it makes you a good citizen. And the Ten Commandments were laws to become a citizen. They were civil laws. They were not about going to heaven. Say, well, how do you get to heaven? You get to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen.
You say, well, it says not by the law. Yeah, the law of sin and death, according to Romans chapter 6. We are not bound by the law of sin and death. The moment you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, the law of sin and death is removed and you're saved by grace.
Amen.
It wasn't by the keeping of the law. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Galatians, by the no flesh is saved by the keeping of the law. No flesh shall be justified. Say, how do we get saved? We trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. Let me ask you a question. The real story about the Ten Commandments, how are you doing as a citizen headed for heaven? Are we living like we should? Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Who'd say, preacher, if I die today, I'm 100% sure I'm going to heaven. I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You may put your hands down. I wouldn't embarrass anybody, but who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I don't know that, but I'd like to know it. Would you raise your hand? All right. Who'd say, preacher, there's something in that sermon today I needed, and that was for me. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul. Many, 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 many hands. You may put them down.